The Difference Between Knowledge and Understanding by Aldous Huxley. Knowledge is acquired when we succeed in fitting a new experience into the system of concepts based on our old experiences. Understanding comes when we liberate ourselves from the old and so make possible a direct, unmediated contact with the new, the mystery, moment by moment of our existence. Understanding is not conceptual and therefore cannot be passed on. It is an immediate experience, and immediate experience can only be talked about very inadequately, never shared. Nobody can actually feel another's pain or grief, another's love or joy or hunger. And similarly, nobody can experience another's understanding of a given event or situation. We must always remember that knowledge of understanding is not the same thing as understanding, which is the raw material of that knowledge. It is as different from understanding as the doctor's prescription for penicillin is different from penicillin. Understanding is not inherited, nor can it be laboriously acquired. It is something which, when circumstances are favorable, comes to us, so to say, of its own accord. All of us are knowers all the time. It is only occasionally, and in spite of ourselves, that we understand the mystery of given reality. This discovery may seem at first rather humiliating and even depressing, but if I wholeheartedly accept them, the facts become a source of peace, a reason for serenity and cheerfulness. In my ignorance, I am sure that I am eternally I. This conviction is rooted in emotionally charged memory. Only when, in the words of St. John of the Cross, the memory has been emptied, can I escape from the sense of my watertight separateness and so prepare myself for the understanding, moment by moment, of reality on all its levels. But the memory cannot be emptied by an act of will or by systematic discipline or by concentration. Even by concentration on the idea of emptiness, it can be emptied only by total awareness. Thus, if I'm aware of my distractions, which are mostly emotionally charged memories or fantasies based upon such memories, the mental whirlgig will automatically come to a stop, and the memory will be emptied at least for a moment or two. Again, if I become totally aware of my envy, my resentment, my uncharitableness, these feelings will be replaced during the time of my awareness by a more realistic reaction to the events taking place around me. My awareness, of course, must be uncontaminated by approval or condemnation. Value judgments are conditioned verbalized reactions to primary reactions. Total awareness is a primary, choiceless, impartial response to the present situation as a whole. Common sense is not based on total awareness. It is a product of convention or organized memories of other people's words, of personal experiences limited by passion and value judgments, of hallowed notions and naked self-interest. Total awareness opens the way to understanding, and when any given situation is understood, the nature of all reality is made manifest. And the nonsensical utterances of the mystics are seen to be true, or at least as nearly true as it is possible for a verbal expression of the ineffable to be. One in all, and all in one, samsara and nirvana are the same. Multiplicity is unity, and unity is not so much one as not two. All things are void, and yet all things are the Dharma, body of the Buddha, and so on. So far as conceptual knowledge is concerned, such phrases are completely meaningless. It is only when there's understanding that they make sense. For when there's understanding, there's an experienced fusion of the end with the means, of the wisdom, which is the timeless realization of suchness, with the compassion, which is wisdom in action. Aldous Leonard Huxley was an English writer and philosopher. He wrote nearly 50 books, both novels and nonfiction works, as well as wide-ranging essays, narratives, and poems.